Thousands of Christians in the western Indian state of Karnataka yesterday took part in a peaceful protest against persecution. Despite 251 incidents of violence against Christians in Karnataka since 2008, a government inquiry recently absolved the local government, police, and Hindu groups of responsibility for violent attacks on Christians in the region. We spoke to the Archbishop of Bangalore, Bernard Morris, about the report and about being a witness to love in the midst of such adversity.
On 28th of January 2011, the highlights of the final report that is submitted to the government of Karnataka came out. And to our shock, the report is completely against the Christian community. And they have given a clean chit to the state government, to the ruling party, BJP party, to the fundamentalist groups like Bajrang Dal, and even the police, whom they had accused in the internal report. On the other hand, they have even accused as if the Christians are the perpetrators of the attacks. And they are even accused that there are large-scale conversions, while they state that Roman Catholic Church as such has no such conversion, but the others have, trying to divide Christian groups between the Roman Catholic Church and others. The report also highlights that these Christian groups and the Christian religious practices should be controlled by the government, and they are given an indication that some legislation should be brought out indicating anti-conversion bill. They are also stated that the properties, the funds that are coming from abroad and donation should be regulated by the government, and he has suggested to have a registrar of religions, a new body created. It is very, very anti-Christian and anti-religion.
How important is justice, receiving justice, in the road towards reconciliation?
Of course, we are trying for the reconciliation. We have met the people concerned. We have told them, while we ask for justice and ask that our constitutional rights, we have openly made a statement, we are a peace-loving people. We love our brothers and sisters, and we will continue doing good as we have been doing so far, and we will not stop. We are prepared to suffer, but we will not stop the good things that you are doing in the church, and the church is known by its good deeds.
At a very practical level, Bishop Morris, the interreligious dialogue, the situation on the ground for Christians in Karnataka, particularly with regards to Hindu extremism, how are they living? What is the situation today?
As on today, it is peaceful. Now, we had tension in the 2008, it continued tension in 2009, and after it has slowed down. There is not much of tension in the practice, but the attacks, though not in a large scale, in small minor cases, it is continuing irritations, what I call them. And there is a distrust that is created between the Christians and the Hindu fundamentalists. Though these are a small group, they have this animosity against the Christians. And there's a feeling Christians are foreigners, they do not have a place in India, and this is a small fundamentalist group trying to instill poison in the community.